Bloom where you are planted. Ever heard that phrase? Simply put, make the most of where God has you right now, even in your season of waiting. That doesn't mean that you have to like your situation, but your attitude in it makes all the difference. Why? Because you have an audience watching how you live your life, as we see in Joseph's story. Joseph finds himself sold as a slave to a guy named Potiphar, the Egyptian Pharaoh's captain of the guard. This guy is one of Pharaoh's top officials. Immediately, we see that the Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered. This teenager is living in the house of his Egyptian master. Who is the one watching him? Potiphar. He notices something different about this young man. Could it be his attitude? His hard work? The fact that everything this kid does turns to gold? You and I know the reason why. The Lord gave him success in everything he did. This young Hebrew, who probably didn't speak Egyptian when he arrived and knew nothing about their customs and way of life, was promoted to Potiphar's attendant. That would be like becoming the chief of staff to the president or prime minister. God gave Joseph favor with his boss, and with that favor came way more responsibility. But God had that covered too. The blessing of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had, both in the house and in the field. Verse 5. Remember we talked about preparing in yesterday's reading? God was using this time of confinement to teach Joseph everything he'd need to know about the Egyptian culture, how to run a house, oversee farm work, and how to manage a team of people. Joseph never asked for this, but God was with him every step of the way. This attendant job was the training ground for what God would later have Joseph do, run an entire nation during a national crisis. Your wait may be long, tiresome, and seemingly endless. But ask yourself this, do I believe that God is really with me? If so, then start examining what you may be learning right now. Think of ways that God has been with you. God is preparing you for something big. He's not going to waste your wait. So bloom where you are planted right now. Questions. How is God teaching you during your wait? Do you have friends or family watching how you handle your waiting season? Do you feel adequately prepared, or do you see this time as a much-needed interruption in your life to teach you more than you ever thought possible?